This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Cody.
All right, so we started out the show talking about secession, specifically the Yes California campaign, which, according to one of the supporters of the other California secession movement for Northern California, the state of Jefferson, there's a bunch of big money behind Yes California, which I think is great. Look, I understand there are some people in California who want to stick it out with the union, and I get you, but I also am a supporter of secession. I don't care what the political viewpoint is of the people who want to secede. I think having more choices in the world is a good thing. Having more options for people to migrate to,
sure,
or from is going to mean better things.
I just sort of hope that with what should come from that is a sense of unity, I would hope, within
California.
Within California. I worry that, like, they're going to secede from the union, and then they'll have their divisiveness on something even smaller and more niche.
Oh,
are you going to be left, or are you going to be super left?
Well, I mean, but as our caller was pointing out, if you look at the actual vote breakdown, you'll see, I saw the map recently, actually, it's like the stuff that's sort of east of the mountains, like the mountains is sort of the divider where there's the big cities that are on the west coast of California that are all blue, but then like the eastern portion of California is all red, and then the northern portion as well is very red. So it is a divided state, but the people on the left are the bulk of the population. I mean, the same thing's true in New York as well, where
they're just concentrated in the urban areas, like L.A. or
correct.
New York's case in New York. Well, even on like even on Manhattan Island, there are different boroughs that some boroughs are actually went for Trump, and then others, more populated boroughs on the island of Manhattan, went to Clinton.
So, I mean, it's not going to end the fighting, but at the very least, it will give them more of an ability to determine their own future in a way that is more appropriate to what most of the people there are interested in. And so I support it from that aspect. So that's why I support the folks in Spain. Those guys are just dyed-in-the-wool socialists. They want to keep more of their money for their socialist programs. They don't want their money going to the rest of Spain. And they should be able to have that if that's what they want. I mean, obviously, I support ending the state entirely, but the fact is we're not there yet. Humanity has not come to the point where they're ready to embrace that idea, the idea of true voluntarism, of human beings interacting with one another on a consensual basis. I mean,
yeah.
I'd love to wake up tomorrow morning to a renaissance where people have come to that conclusion and are rejecting the idea of the state, but unfortunately...
I think we both would, but yeah. The question is, would it be bad if we ended up with something like that before we were all ready?
It would
because
be bad, yes.
You know, the idea of being truly free can be terrifying. If you don't have the ability within yourself to really own yourself, own
right.
your body,
yeah.
make your decisions, and not be reliant upon anything else, if you can't handle that, it doesn't matter what you believe in. Once that all goes away, we're living in a society that is very, very dependent. You know, that's the type of people that have been
yep.
raised.
And there's plenty of red staters who are dependent, too, right? They want
yeah.
They want their welfare check. They want their Social Security. They earned their Veterans Administration, you know, this and that. There's all kinds of government ties that people on the left and the right have.
And I think this cycle, I'm no fan of a Libertarian Party, but one piece of advice I'll give them is maybe try and reach out to some of these, as they say, blue-collar workers or, you know, the working-class people who ended up giving Trump the election. mentioned, like in Pennsylvania or in Ohio, because, yeah, you know, some of these people, even in red states, take welfare, but if the Libertarian Party or just liberty-minded people altogether start giving them the idea that they can make more money and be more prosperous by being taxed less instead of being given the government handout, then they'd be more inclined to support all sorts of, you know, liberty-minded things.
It's true. Let's go to Ricky. He is in, speaking of Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky.
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Hello, Ricky. Ricky going once. Ricky going twice. You got some kind of problem with your Skype there, I believe. You know, he had that issue before, and I thought it might have been our side, but I double-checked Skype, and ours is working. Mm-hmm. So, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The Yes California Facebook page, this is the big one. So you've got the Northern California secessionists, they're the state of Jefferson, and then Yes California is the big money campaign that is looking to see California secede from the United States entirely. One of their posts on their Facebook page says, quote, "This is our chance to show the world that Donald Trump is not California's president, and that we are going to take direct action to defend our values, preserve our way of life, and protect our people." The Calexit campaign, again, is shooting to gather 1 million signatures. Earlier this month in neighboring Oregon, organizers filed an initiative to secede from the union in response to Donald Trump's election win, but then moved to withdraw the petition. And I'd seen this story, but we never actually ended up talking about it on the air. I'm glad they're briefly mentioning it here. The Oregon secessionists withdrew their petition after being met with a negative response, including death threats, according to the Oregonian. Which
wow.
is very interesting. I wonder who would threaten them over secession. Would it be other liberals who would threaten them, or would the red staters threaten them to stay in the union? I'm not real sure. So far, the comments on Yes California's Facebook page have been mostly positive, with some supporters saying they'll sign the petition or even move to California if the effort succeeds. And I think that's really one of the things, that's a reason why red state people should donate to Yes California. This should not be a partisan campaign for secession. People who want to see California leave, you know, the people that want to see California's 50-something electoral
delegates,
votes,
yeah.
You want to see them leave the United States, you should be contributing to the Yes California campaign. This should be a bipartisan effort to let California go.
Yeah, I don't see a reason why Republicans wouldn't almost be more for this. Like, if those are the type of people that hate the West Coast. They
right.
hate that type of person.
And they hate it when those people move to their states. So this would allow the people to move back to California. They would leave Nevada. They would leave Utah. They would leave, you know, these other states where they've
leave
gone to.
New Hampshire, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a bit of a ways. But, yeah, some of them might. The most extreme liberals would move there, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
And I just wonder how hilarious it would be if Trump were to actually endorse something like this.
On Twitter.
Like, the reason why they're doing it is Trump, but how
right.
funny would it be if Trump was just like...
He backs him.
Yeah, get rid of California. Have fun, guys.
I would love to see that happen. I don't know. Was he asked anything about that? Vincent, you followed his campaign. Did he ever address secession during the campaign?
Not that I saw, but I, too, would love for him to say, California... You're fired.
So far, quote, "If this happens, I'm moving in. Honestly, California rocks," said Jose Sanchez of Maryland on the page. So somebody willing to move from all the way across the country there. Under the terms filed by Yes California, the 2019 independence vote would need to receive 55% of the vote from at least 50% of the voters in order to pass. So they'd need a 50% turnout, at least. And then more than half, 55%, would have to vote for it. If it did, the governor would be required to apply for the Republic of California to join the United Nations. The Yes California movement was launched in August of 2015, but Mr. Trump's victory sparked a surge of interest in secession among voters in the heavily Democratic state, which backed Hillary Clinton 62% to 33%. The idea has drawn interest from at least two Silicon Valley entrepreneurs and California Assemblyman Evan Lowe, who said on Twitter 2 days before the election, quote, "In the disastrous case that Donald Trump is elected, I will explore intro of a bill to have California secede from the union. #kidding, not kidding. A few days after the vote, Mr. Lowe said, quote, Californians, we will fight for you. All options are on the table as we protect our values of inclusion, love, and diversity. Now, of course, we all know that the state has no interest in love. It is an evil organization, no matter whether it's blue staters or red staters who are running it. But I say, good luck to, yes, California. I wish him the best.
Good riddance.
And I hope that it works out for him. And I hope Texas leaves, too, although it's probably not as likely now that Trump's gotten elected. But we'll continue here and take your calls about anything. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on secession are welcome.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Cody.
We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Half off of one MyPillow, or two for the price of one, we'll get you that deal with code FTL. And it may very well be the best pillow you've ever used. If you don't think it is, well, you got 60 days to make the decision. And if for whatever reason you don't like it, you can send it back and they'll send you your money back. Not a problem. They get behind their products over at MyPillow.com. And in fact, they've even thrown a 10-year warranty onto the product. So you get 60 days to decide if you like it. And then 10 years, it'll hold up. It's a good product. I've been using it for several months. The best pillow I've used. And you can even wash the thing. You put it in your washer, put it in the dryer. It's designed for that. MyPillow.com, code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You get one for half off or two for the price of one. It is up to you. MyPillow.com, code FTL. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, it's Rod calling from Canada. He's in Toronto. Hey, Rod, you're on Skype. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk about Liechtenstein, which is a small principality in Europe near Switzerland. And apparently, they are one of the freest places in the world. I don't think they are taken into consideration in the indices of economic freedom because it is so very tiny. Apparently, the entire population is like 30,000 people.
That's what I've heard. So, yep.
Yeah, so, but next summer, I will have a chance to visit Liechtenstein in person, and I was wondering, what would you guys do if you were to visit a place like that to evaluate it as far as liberty goes? Like, I'm thinking of striking conversations with people, like going to maybe pubs or something like that, and maybe talking to them and seeing what they think and how things are. But
absolutely.
I don't know exactly what else to do.
But it wouldn't take you very long to get a good sampling of the population in a place like that. I mean, there's probably, I mean, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, which isn't that much smaller. It's about a population of 23,000 here.
Their population as of 2014 was 37,340.
Okay, so a little bit larger. So it's about the size of Concord, New Hampshire. And
right.
There are only so many bars in a place like that. You could probably make the rounds and talk to a good number of the regulars over a week's period of time.
I'd try going to some of the poorer areas, like maybe at first a homeless shelter there, or just going to low-income areas just to compare it to see how low-income areas there compared to low-income areas here. See what kind of jobs people have when you talk to them.
Right.
Maybe it's... Liechtenstein is a fluke just because of its position and it can't be achieved everywhere else. Just think of things like maybe have something to compare it to.
Right. I don't think it's a fluke because they have, for example, they have very interesting things in their constitution, like the right of secession. They had a constitutional amendment in 2003 and the prince himself wanted secession all the way to the individual.
Really?
And their private property. That's what the prince wanted. He didn't get it for some weird reason. The votes didn't go that far, but I think that what they have now is the right of maybe towns or cantons to secede and join another country, which is already huge, right? But
absolutely.
But the prince actually wanted sovereign citizens in his principality.
This guy sounds like a really interesting character, and we had somebody that we had on as a guest who actually, I guess, had lived there, and they told us something about this guy. Maybe you can get an interview with him. I mean,
that's an excellent idea.
I mean, 37,000 people. I know it's not hard to talk to the city council or the mayor in a city like Concord or Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know how more or less difficult it would be to access a prince, but in a small place like that, you'd think that someone, especially someone who supports secession down to the individual, might be a little more accessible than, let's say, the Queen of England.
That is an excellent idea.
When are you going, did you say?
Next summer, in July.
Okay. Very exciting. Anything else you want to share tonight, Rod?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. I'm sure you'll keep us in the loop as that happens. And if you get a chance, call us on Skype from over there because, you know, it doesn't cost anything. So
that's correct.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, a little bit of technology news that's related to Donald Trump. Since we got Vincent in the studio who backed Donald Trump during the campaign, we'll see what you think of his pick for Attorney General. But first, a little bit more on our experience, Vincent. We touched on this briefly in the last hour, but never really talked about what actually happened. So we were at this anti-Trump protest. You were there as a photographer for a class in school.
Yeah, it was a homework assignment, yeah.
Because obviously you're not anti-Trump, you voted for him. But I did not vote for him, and I went out there with the intention of talking to people who were frustrated, people who, you know, wanted to have some kind of solution. It sort of reminded me a little bit of the Occupy movement, where Occupy back in 2011 was, you know, they were out in the streets in cities all across the United States. And that's what's been going on with these anti-Trump protests, is cities in a lot of places. I've seen a lot of protests. And, you know, some of them are violent. In this case, it was just some folks holding signs. So it was a very, very peaceful rally. And, you know, I got the chance to talk to some folks about secession a little bit. And I wanted to test the waters and see how some of the people who would come out to a protest about Trump would think about secession. And it was a mixed bag, I would say. There were some people, the younger people, were more likely to take one of my flyers. I got flyers for the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. I brought some of those with me. I brought a sign that says, "No Trump and Hillary, yes to New Hampshire Independence." So it was pretty clear that I wasn't on one side or the other to anybody who would look at me. And so, you know, I stood there along with all of the rest of them with whatever their sign said. And then after I'd been there for like maybe 45 minutes or so, I got the flyers out and I just started asking people about, well, you know, how do you feel about secession? If you're looking for a solution, how do you feel about secession? A couple of the young people I asked about it hadn't really thought about it. They didn't really have much to say, so I offered them a flyer, and they, you know, they accepted it. A couple of the older folks who were there were definitely not interested. They had the attitude of, we got to stick it out. We've got to take, you know, freedom, something or other, red states. I mean, it was even hard to really kind of recollect exactly what their position was, but it was this sort of, I guess you could call it kind of the, well, what's the economic concept where you're like all invested in something and
all your eggs are in one basket?
Sunk cost fallacy. It's where you have, you've put all this time into something and you put all this money into something and it's not going the way you thought it was going to go, but damn it, you've put all that time and money into it, so you're going to see it through or you're going to die, right? Like, that's it. You are on this path and you're not going to change. Even though changing your path might actually lead to more happiness, you know, even though changing your path might lead to what you want to actually get accomplished, it's like, no, we're putting our head down, we're redoubling our efforts, and we're going to take back America. I mean, it's nonsense. So that was kind of the mix of opinions. Mostly the old folks were just, they're going to die supporting the United States, basically. But the young people were more likely to listen, more likely to think about it, especially when I opened with, hey, have you heard about Calexit? Then they'd be like, what? It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, No longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free here. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with a variety of features there. The front page is a Reddit-based front page where you can actually submit content right there to the front page of freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote on it, whether you like or dislike it. It's all free, so go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Now, running your own website isn't a free thing to do. It does cost some money to put together a website. But the good news is, it doesn't have to cost that much. In fact, the folks over at HostGator, these guys are pros. They're one of the top hosting companies out there, and they've got a special offer just for Free Talk Live listeners, and it's even better right now. This week, it was 50% off their regular prices. This week, for Black Friday, it's actually in effect now, so you don't have to wait until Friday. You get 65% off HostGator's regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. It's one click. Easy installation for WordPress. They get 24/7 over the phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, 99.99% uptime rating with HostGator. Get the special offer for Free Talk Live listeners at HostGator.com/FTL. as we continue here, change gears a little bit into the technology sector, where Donald Trump's choice for attorney general may indicate an administration hostile to encryption and online privacy. Now, Vincent's in the studio here tonight. He's a fan of Donald Trump, but you know, did you know anything about his position on crypto, or I guess cryptographic security and things like that?
From what I understand, Donald Trump isn't very tech savvy. Aside from the Twitter, he needed, like a lot of his internet stuff, he had help with from his son-in-law, Ivanka's husband. Yeah, Ivanka's husband. And that wasn't a very high priority for me. Like, with this election, I sort of had to triage what I saw as being important for me, and I saw his economics and foreign policy being way more important. Unfortunately, yeah, I did have to compromise with some of that stuff from what he said about Snowden being a traitor, X, Y, and Z. But yeah, I triaged it, so economics and foreign policy was the most important for me.
Cointelegraph.com has the report. It's Joel Valenzuela is the author. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions, the incoming administration's attorney general pick, has long adopted a critical stance against encryption. He stood in direct opposition to end-to-end encryption, citing his experience in law enforcement when calling for government officials to have complete access to encrypted devices. Earlier this year, you may recall that Apple was in a standoff with the FBI over the shooting that happened out in San Bernardino, where Apple was not willing to cooperate with cracking into their encryption software that was sort of native on the iPhone that the guy had. And in a move highly criticized by Sessions, or Sessions criticized Apple in that case, Trump also opposed Apple's stand while on the campaign trail, insisting that the company be boycotted. The selection of Sessions for Attorney General of the United States indicates that the Trump administration would be hostile to encryption and would side with law enforcement agencies over tech companies when making legal and prosecutorial decisions. This gives privacy advocates cause for worry for the next 4 years. And that's not to say that Obama was some sort of hero of encryption or anything like that. I mean, Obama obviously went after whistleblowers big time. And if you don't have encryption, if you don't have the protections of privacy, then you're not going to have as many whistleblowers. Because a lot of people, knowing that the U.S. government is going to come after them, likely, as they did with Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, as they did, or as they would like to do with Edward Snowden, as they would like to do with Julian Assange, yeah, it benefits you as a whistleblower to somehow release your documents without releasing your name associated to them. And if you can't communicate to, let's say, WikiLeaks, you can't communicate with major media about whatever it is that you want to leak out, then you're going to much more likely just stay quiet. You're going to keep the documents to yourself. You're going to say, you know what, I'd rather not put my family at risk here. I know whatever it is that I wanted to reveal is terrible, but I don't want to put my own safety on the line. And so not being able to encrypt your communications, not being able to hide, essentially, to have secrets. The government sure as hell wants secrets. They're the ones who developed Tor in the first place. Tor is one of the anonymizing systems for the Internet. It stands for the Onion Router. That was funded by the government back in the day. And so,
I did not know that.
Yes, it was. I think it was DARPA that helped create Tor. If I'm wrong about that, feel free to call and correct. I know government money and funding was involved in that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, it's a very disturbing thing because obviously the government wants to have access to everything. They want to have as much data about you as they possibly can so they can determine who to put in a prison cell for, let's say, opposing the status quo or opposing the idea of the state. The idea of encryption is valuable, not because you necessarily have something bad to hide, but because you have something to hide. And if you have no way of doing that, everybody's an open book, and that's not a good thing. It's a good thing to be able to keep certain things secret, to keep certain communications secret. And it's very unlikely that even though Trump, I mean, I don't want to be spreading fear here. So let me say this. It's very unlikely that this character who Trump has chosen, Sessions, Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, it's very unlikely that he'll be able to really do anything about encryption. I mean, It's not like you can force the programmers of the world to stop programming encryption technologies. So, you know, Signal, the app that you can download for your smartphone that encrypts your text messages and encrypts your voice calls. So anybody else that has Signal, two Signal people talking to one another, you're encrypted. And Edward Snowden has recommended this app. Now, it's an open source app. It's probably one of the best and easiest methods for people to keep their communication secret. So it's not like they're going to just stop developing that. And if any of the developers live in the United States and there's some sort of crackdown on cryptographic security, they might want to consider leaving the United States because they will certainly target the people who they perceive to be the heads of these programs. But ultimately, that's going to continue. Now, whether they'll make it illegal to use encryption is another question. I would think that would be the only way that they could have any control over it. You're not going to get rid of encryption. That's not going to happen. But to try to tell people that it's a felony to have an encrypted device or something like that, I guess that's one way that they could do it, to where if you were caught with encryption, that could be a charge.
I also don't think this is, at least just from what I've read, I've heard this story before coming here today. I don't think this, the encryption, is very high on Sessions, or at least the Trump administration, what they want Sessions to do. I don't think it's very high on his to-do list at the moment, at least.
What do you think is on his to-do list?
I think, you know, only Donald Trump knows, but from what I understand, Sessions isn't particularly liked by either establishment, Republican or Democrat, so I think most likely it would be going after, as the swamp, Trump says. He's going to investigate some of the, you know, corruption and inside cronyism.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what I think. So that's why I'm not totally, as they say, black-pilled, I'm not totally depressed about him choosing Sessions, because some of Sessions is, you know, as you'd say, statist stances on things. I do think Sessions is going to go after some of the, you know, some of the corrupt people. And I think he is a better choice than who we currently have, Loretta Lynch, because she's been shown to be also corrupt.
Of course she is.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much anybody in that position is going to be a bad guy. But nonetheless, an upcoming Trump administration's promised hostility towards encryption has not gone unnoticed by the nation at large. Following the results of the presidential election, Signal, the encrypted messaging app by Whisper Systems, personally recommended by Edward Snowden, saw a significant increase in popularity. The day before the election, Signal was ranked 98th and 65th in the App Store and Play Store, respectively, and over the next 2 days, it rose to 34th place and 33rd place, so a huge bump all of a sudden in downloads for Signal. If you don't have it yet, there's no reason not to go and get it right now. It's not illegal yet, so search for Signal, the app on your app stores. We'll take your calls about what you want, whether it's encryption, secession, or anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free, with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free, take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Cody.
And of course, we'll take your calls about anything that happens to be on your mind. We've talked about secession and Liechtenstein and Donald Trump's new pick for Attorney General, who does not appear to be a fan of encryption, which is kind of a scary thing for people that, might have something to hide. And just because you have something to hide doesn't mean that you're necessarily a criminal. It might just mean that, you know, maybe something you do today is something the government might want to criminalize.
You know? And you should also just, I think you should expect privacy if you would like to have it. You may not necessarily be having a conversation that's subversive or anything to do with criminal activity. Maybe you just want a conversation to, you know, to be sure that it's only between you and the person you're talking to.
And it could be business secrets, too, right?
It could be. It could be. It very well could be. Or you just want to be left alone that much.
Exactly. And it might just be, you know, whether it's business secrets or a conversation between a lover and their other, you know, their partner.
Your mistress, yeah.
Oh, it could be that, too. But yeah, people should have privacy. The thing is, you've got to work towards it. You've got to take steps. You've got to take the time and the effort to be private. You can't count on privacy on its own. You can't count on corporations to provide you with privacy. And it's really hard to even trust the people who claim that they're going to offer you privacy. Like when Facebook was touting how they're adding encryption to their WhatsApp chat or whatever, they've got some app. I've never actually tried this thing. It's apparently some kind of chat app that's somehow different from Facebook Messenger. They were touting that it's encrypted end-to-end, and it's like, yeah, who's going to trust Facebook with their privacy?
No one.
You're a dupe if you're actually trusting Facebook and thinking that they can't just break their own encryption and hand over all of your chat logs to law enforcement.
Yeah.
It's Facebook.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to do that.
Yeah, Zuckerberg, he's been, you know, in meetings with, like, the Chinese and stuff about censorship. He even was caught in a hot mic with, I think it was this instance, with Angela Merkel saying how he's going to help her censor some anti-government posts on Facebook in Germany.
Yikes. And speaking of China, I actually had a story. I don't think we're going to get to it because I've got to do some dubbing of the audio. But there's a BBC video that somebody shared on our the Amplifiers forum. Did you watch this thing, Vincent?
No, I kept seeing it. I didn't watch it.
It's of a BBC reporter who's gone to China with the intention of reporting on, like, an independent candidate for government. Because apparently you can, like, legally run in China as someone who's not in the Communist Party. And they haven't killed the woman yet, which is interesting. They're trying to act like there's some, you know, level of democracy.
Controlled opposition, like a pressure release valve.
Yeah, but it's not even like that. Because what ends up happening to this guy is he's trying to go to this lady's home to talk to her, to have a conversation with this candidate for office, which is, you know, relatively common here in the United States or in the UK, where the reporter comes from, is BBC. So he goes to the house, and as he's walking to the front door, about 10 men appear out of nowhere and surround the front door. 10 jacketed, just sort of plain clothes men. It's cold. You can tell they got, like, down jackets on. They just surround the dude, or not surround the dude, but they surround the door in, like, a half circle to where he can't even get to the door. He's barely able to, like, reach through and, like, knock on the door, and then more men show up. And before you know it, there's like 20 dudes outside of this woman's home. She tries to open the door up and talk to the reporter, and they're like closing the door in her face. They're holding the door shut. She tries to open a window up, and they're like trying to close the window. They try to put up this blocking foam, this piece of foam, to try to block her from being able to talk to the BBC. They end up shoving the reporter away from the place. I was surprised they didn't, you know, take a truncheon to his head or something like that. It was a really intense video, and what I want to do is I want to dub the audio over because they did this weird left channel, right channel thing that is not going to work for our setup here.
Yeah.
And so I'll do a dub of that, when we get a chance, we'll play it because it's just really intense. I mean, the way I'm describing it is fairly accurate, but it's something else to really watch it. So it's like some sort of middle ground between a total, you know, communist dictatorship and what they're claiming to be, which is more of a democracy now, I guess, is the idea. But obviously the opposition doesn't have the freedom to really be heard, and it's pretty intense. So, toll-free number tonight if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. So censorship, not a good thing, and if we don't have privacy, then we're much closer to a more censored society. Even if it's censorship through sort of fear.
The chilling effect, I believe they call it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the classic censorship of burning books or, you know, arresting people who say things that you don't like, and then there's just this sort of fear of what might happen to you if your ideas get out there, if the things that you wanted to keep private gets released everywhere. South Park is joking about this this season. I've been watching the season of South Park where, the joke is... what was it? A Denmark company is going to release all of the internet history in the entire world. Have you guys been following this?
No, I haven't been following.
I'm waiting for the whole season to come out.
And then you're going to binge watch?
Pretty much.
Yeah, so, well, I don't want to spoil anything, but that's a plot point in the season's South Park, is that everyone's internet history is about to be released to the entire world. And, of course, you know, the world is freaking out about that. So, the new presidential administration begins. This story from Cointelegraph.com. It presents a new series of challenges for privacy and encryption. While not entirely pro-privacy by a long shot, Hillary Clinton did present some friendly overtures in that area. Her campaign team reportedly used Signal for all of its communications, and she sought approval from both Google and Apple in creating a policy in favor of maintaining end-to-end encryption instead of having law enforcement agencies relying on hacking encrypted services through the exploitation of weaknesses. An impending Trump presidency would remove this base level of certainty on government policy within this area. I gotta say, I wouldn't say because Hillary Clinton said something that anything was certain about her administration. There's no reason to believe that she would do anything but continue the Obama administration's crackdown on whistleblowers. Meanwhile, privacy advocates remain dedicated to fighting for the right to encryption, developing new tools to secure the integrity of digital information. Apple CEO Tim Cook made a strong public stance in favor of encryption, stating that it protects public safety. And he's right about that. One of the reasons why the government supposedly helped make Tor was to help people in places like Iran and other countries where there are very despotic regimes who will, you know, kill you if you say something against the regime. So having an encrypted way of getting communications about what's happening there outside of the country to observers in the rest of the world is a critical thing.
Now that you mention it, one of the emails that was released from Clinton, if it was either her or one of the people close to her, were talking about whistleblowers and said, can't we just drone this person?
Yeah, that was about Julian Assange.
It was about Assange. Okay, yeah. So.
And it was allegedly Hillary Clinton who said that.
Oh, it was allegedly her. Right. It was in one of the leaks, I remember, yeah.
I guess it was at some kind of meeting, apparently, where she said that. I don't know if it was, I don't think she wrote it in an email. I think she said it at some sort of sit-down, some kind of meeting. So, yeah, I mean, having the ability to keep your secrecy, not only does it allow you to whistleblow on your government, but it also allows other people in the world to whistleblow on their governments. And that is one thing that governments can be good at, is being critical of other governments. And, you know, like we see RT reporting on the United States government. RT stands for Russia Today. So you can't really trust them when it comes to their reporting on the Russian government. But when it comes to the bad things the U.S. government's doing, man, they are Johnny on the spot.
They do a real good job with that stuff.
I love the work that they do over at RT. They were the guys that did the third-party presidential debates during the primary. They did one for the Green Party, one for the Libertarian Party. So they seem more interested than every American news media channel, the mainstream television channels, of actually presenting a fair and I don't want to say fair and balanced, but a fair, if not fair, critical eye against the U.S. government.
I mean, they certainly have a bias. And
yes.
I think that's pretty clear and obvious. But
and I appreciate that bias.
I'm okay with that. I'm not against biased news as long as, you know.
You know what you're getting into.
Right. You don't want to be lied to and not be aware of it. That's why it's hard to trust the mainstream media. But, you know, when it comes to Russia Today, you know exactly what the purpose is. And if you agree with the purpose, then, okay, I'm fine with the bias. Like, I also like antiwar.com.
Great site.
It's very obvious where they're coming from when it talks about
the
issue of war.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Toll-free number. And that's an important website. Antiwar.com does great work.
So.
They need, you know, viewer support. They need reader support. So they're always, I think, doing a donation drive over there. Antiwar.com. Go check them out. We'll continue here. Hour number three is on the way. If you thought things were bad in the United States, well, there's always Venezuela. And we can talk about them. You can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.